Title: Using Hotkeys Efficiently. Beginner: Ableton Live DNB Workflow. Alright, let's level up your Ableton speed in a way that actually matters for drum and bass. Because here's the truth, DNB isn't just about picking the right samples. It's about momentum. You want to stay in flow while you're chopping breaks, tightening drums, shaping bass, and throwing together an arrangement before the idea goes cold. So in this lesson, we're building a simple but legit DNB starter, a drum backbone, a chopped break layer, a restyle bass, and a quick 16-bar sketch with a fill and a drop. And the real point is that you'll do it while drilling the hotkeys that give you the biggest speed upgrade. Quick note, I'll say CMD on Mac and Control on Windows. Same idea, different key. Section 1. Set up a DNB session fast. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Click the BPM, type 174, hit enter. Clean and immediate. Now let's create tracks quickly. Make two new MIDI tracks using CMD or Control, Shift, T. Do it twice. One will be drums, one will be bass. Then make one audio track with CMD or Control, T. That's your break layer. Now, don't skip this. Name your tracks immediately. Hit CMD or Control, R to rename. Call them drums, bass, and break. This is a beginner habit that pays off forever. Your brain wastes energy when you have audio 1 and MIDI 2 everywhere. Name it now, stay fast later. Also, tiny coach note, shortcuts depend on focus. If you press a shortcut and nothing happens, it's usually because the wrong area is selected. Click the piano roll if you want MIDI editing shortcuts. Click the waveform lane if you want audio editing shortcuts. Focus first, then hotkey. Section 2. Build the drum backbone with hotkeys. On your drum's MIDI track, load an empty drum rack. You can grab it from the browser. Drop in a few one-shots, put a kick on C1, a snare on D1, and a closed hat somewhere like F-sharp 1. Exact pad doesn't matter as long as you know what's where. Now create a MIDI clip. Select an empty clip slot, or an empty area in arrangement, and hit CMD or Control, Shift, M. That creates a new MIDI clip. Set the clip length to 1 bar. Now you're going to use two keys constantly. Tab toggles between device view and clip view. If you ever feel lost, hit Tab and watch what changes. And B toggles draw mode. Draw mode is your best friend for hats and quick drum programming. Let's lay down a classic DNB backbone. Kick on 1.1, snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That's the classic 2 and 4 DNB snap. Then hats on 8th notes or 16th notes, depending on how busy you want it. Now the huge one. Grid control. CMD or Control and 1 makes the grid narrower, meaning more detail. CMD or Control and 2 makes it wider, meaning bigger steps. CMD or Control and 3 switches to triplet grid. CMD or Control and 4 returns to straight grid. In DNB, you're constantly moving between big moves and tiny moves. That's why this matters. Put kicks and snares on a wider grid, then tighten to a smaller grid for hat to tail. Think of it like zooming time, but with your left hand. Next speed move. Variations without overthinking. Select notes and hit CMD or Control, D to duplicate. And here's a super underrated one. Press 0 to deactivate a note. That means it stays there, but it doesn't play. Teacher tip. Do not delete when you're experimenting. Deactivate. It's instant a / B testing. Try this. Duplicate your 1-bar clip into 2 bars using CMD or Control, D. Then in bar 2, deactivate a few hats. Suddenly your loop breathes and it feels like you arranged something, even though you barely did any extra work. Also, arrow keys are secretly part of the hotkey game. Click a note once, then use left and right arrows to move your selection across time, and shift with the arrows to extend selections. The goal is, click once, then drive with keys. Section 3. Add a chopped break layer with audio hotkeys. Now for the jungle flavor, the break layer. Drag a break sample into the break audio track. Amen, think, whatever you've got. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to transients. That keeps the punchy slice feel. Now we chop. Click in the waveform where you want to cut, usually right on a transient. Then hit CMD or Control, E to split. That's your bread and butter for break editing. Click E. Click E. Move slices around. Try a few quick rearrangements. Don't aim for perfection yet aim for vibe. If you can't hit the transient precisely, don't fight it with the mouse. Use grid control again with CMD or Control, 1 and 2 to get the cursor placement tighter or looser. Once you've got a 1-bar region that grooves, you're going to clean it up. Select that region and hit CMD or Control, J to consolidate. Consolidate is what stops your project from becoming a messy pile of micro slices. It prints the edits into a new clean clip that loops nicely and is easy to read. Quick processing suggestion for the break layer, just to make it sit with your drums. EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Let your main kick and subone the low end. Drum bus, light drive, a touch of crunch if you want attitude. Saturator, soft clip on, a small amount, just for grit and density. Section 4, make a respace fast, then commit it to audio. On the bass MIDI track, load Wavetable, make a quick restarter. Oscillator 1 on a saw style wave. Oscillator 2 also saw, detune it slightly. Add a bit of unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Don't go crazy yet. Then low pass filter it a bit, and add an LFO for movement so it doesn't sound static. Now create a bass clip. CMD or Control, Shift, M. Make it 2 bars. Write a simple rolling pattern. Keep it minimal. DNB bass often feels complex because of rhythm and processing, not because the notes are fancy. Now here's the big DNB workflow move, resampling by freezing and flattening. There isn't always a default hotkey for freeze and flatten, so you may right-click the track header, freeze, then flatten. And coach note, if you do this a lot, you should keymap it. Press CMD or Control, K to enter keymap mode, click the freeze function, press a key, do the same for flatten, and exit keymap mode. This audio version is shortened for playback.